Right now, a 12-step program for defeating the Obama agenda by Michael Steele, narrated by Richard Allen. Copyright 2009 by Michael Steele. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Regnery Publishing and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Forward by Newt Gingrich. Recently, I spoke at an event emceed by the accomplished actor and all-around great American, John Voight. During the evening, we were treated to a few scenes from one of John's movies in which, ironically, he portrays a Democrat, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In one of these scenes, Voight, as Roosevelt, is sitting in a meeting with many of his generals and advisors, and they are explaining to him why an operation the scale of the landing at Normandy could not be accomplished. In reaction, Roosevelt silences the room by hoisting himself up from his wheelchair so that he is standing at the end of the table. Remember, Roosevelt has been paralyzed from the waist down since 1921. Dramatically, in a booming voice, Roosevelt intones, "Don't tell me it can't be done." In the wake of the election losses of 2006 and 2008, it occurred to me that the phrase, "Don't tell me it can't be done," is the perfect battle cry for Republicans. After all, we have been here before. In 1964, Republican Barry Goldwater lost a devastating election to Democrat Lyndon Johnson by over 20 percentage points. Republicans also lost 36 seats in the House and 3 seats in the Senate. Everyone thought the Republican Party was finished. But in 1966, Republicans rebounded with a 47-seat gain in the House and a 3-seat gain in the Senate. Then, 2 years later, Republican Richard Nixon won the presidency. In 1964, fresh on the heels of the Watergate scandal, Democrats gained 49 seats in the House, giving them a veto-proof majority, as well as 3 seats in the Senate. 2 years later, Democrat Jimmy Carter won a narrow victory over Republican Gerald Ford, giving Democrats the House, Senate, and presidency. Once again, all the pundits and experts proclaimed that the Republican Party was finished. Of course, we know how foolish that prediction would prove to be. In 1980, Republican
Sample complete. Ready to continue?